Good morning. Locally dense fog has developed across interior New York and New England, and in some cases, the visibility is an eighth of a mile or less, slowing things down for the morning drive. The rain from yesterday has moved out, but the leftover moisture is responsible for the fog. We'll have some breaks in the cloud cover, and if we can get some sun through the fog, temperatures will warm quickly later this morning, but another storm system is on the way from the deep south. It's pulling in plenty of subtropical moisture, so clouds will tend to increase and thicken during the daylight hours. It looks like rain will arrive from south to north again, beginning mid to late afternoon and continuing through the evening commute and overnight tonight. There's even the chance of bursts of rain or even some rumbles of thunder with the energy passing through along with this storm system later on in the day and into the evening hours. All the while, temperatures will slowly warm back through the 40s and into the middle 50s on average for afternoon highs. More rain for tonight as the storm system lifts through, even the chance for a few rumbles of thunder with the energy passing by. An increasing southerly wind flow will keep temperatures on the mild to warm side, staying in the 50s or even climbing up toward the 60 degree mark by sunrise. Most of the rain will be gone by tomorrow morning, but will be left in that record-breaking warm air, with temperatures climbing well into the 60s and lower 70s tomorrow. As the cool front pushes through, we'll see the chance for showers and maybe even some thunderstorms firing with the energy associated with the front. As we get deeper into the day tomorrow, it'll start to cool off a bit. And on Christmas Day, high pressure will be in control with a fair amount of sunshine and temperatures still unseasonably mild, just not as warm as tomorrow, and mainly in the lower to middle 50s. A series of storm systems will head our way for Saturday, Sunday, and beyond. The temperatures will be a bit cooler in the 40s Saturday as the clouds roll in with some late-day showers, a good chance of rain Saturday night and Sunday with highs near 50 on Sunday afternoon, then colder weather may lead to mixed precipitation early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the lower and mid-Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and mid-South. Thunderstorm development is expected into this afternoon where the sun breaks out and stronger heating will occur. This will allow for increased instability to become established from northern Louisiana into southern Missouri. Supercells capable of all severe hazards will be possible across this area. Of greatest concern is the very strong low-level shear forecast over the region, supportive for tornadoes, some possibly even significant. This threat would peak during the afternoon and into the early evening hours. And that series of storms continues to impact the Pacific Northwest with heavy snow in the mountains and rain along the coast. Winter storm warnings and advisories have been issued. Meanwhile, in the east, large-scale southwesterly flow will develop and raise temperatures past record levels over the next couple of days, and as a result, widespread rainfall is also in the forecast from the Gulf Coast to the Ohio Valley. Amounts of 1 to 3 inches are likely in these places, and flood watches have been issued for the mid and south Atlantic states. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 36 degrees with a west wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 44 degrees with a dew point of 42. 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.16 inches and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Fort Myers, Florida, to a low of 2 below zero at Boulder, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain and fog and highs in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy with rain moving in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 46. The average temperature, 50, that's 24 degrees above normal. 0.4 of an inch of rain yesterday. For the month now, 1.79 inches, which is 36 hundredths below normal. And 36.77 inches for the year, which is 1.80 inches below normal. No snowfall again yesterday, still just a trace for the season, which is 12.1 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees. The average low, 19. The record high, 64, set in 1990. And the record low, 12 below zero, in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:23 a.m. Sunset this evening at 4:25 p.m. 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight. No change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds with rain developing late today, also areas of fog with highs in the lower to mid-50s. More rain and fog tonight with temperatures staying in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with rain developing today, possibly a thunderstorm, with areas of fog, highs in the mid-50s. More rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, also areas of fog, with temperatures staying in the 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds with rain developing today, also areas of fog, with highs in the mid-50s. More rain and fog tonight, with temperatures staying in the 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with rain developing today, possibly a thunderstorm, also areas of fog in the mid-50s. More rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, with fog lows in the 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds with rain developing today, also areas of fog with highs in the mid-50s. More rain and fog tonight with temperatures staying in the 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, record-breaking warmth in the upper 60s and lower 70s despite mostly cloudy skies, a scattered shower thunderstorm possible during the day. On Christmas Day, sunshine giving way to clouds, still very mild in the lower to mid-50s. Increasing clouds Saturday, late-day rain. Saturday night rain into Sunday, highs in the 40s to around 50 for the weekend. Turning colder Monday in the upper 30s and the chance of mixed precipitation Tuesday in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.